On a warm March morning, a crowd of about 40 people gathered in front of Allentown City Hall for a unique demonstration. They watched as a crew of four men stood up prefabricated walls and bolted them together to create a 64-square-foot metal pallet home. And it could be used to house unsheltered citizens.
It took 12 minutes to put this thing together. 12 minutes. Imagine how many we could put in a day. Look at the mattress. Have a seat.
That's Tommy Rodriguez. He heads up Operation Address the Homeless, also known as OATH. The group provides showers, clothing, and food to the Lehigh Valley's unsheltered. And now, they want to build a tiny homes community called Hope Village.
But I think it's long overdue to be able to provide a solution for the unsheltered community and the whole Lehigh Valley.
Each tiny home costs about $6,000, including materials and labor. The initial plan is for 25 units to house 60 people. Rodriguez says the site will include a communal bathroom, laundry facilities, and a dining hall for a total cost of about $700,000. And they're looking at three potential locations in Allentown. City Councilwoman Cece Gerlach supports the project. It's an issue she connects to personally because of something she experienced back in November of 2008.
I had just graduated from college, Cedar Crest College, in 2008. I was volunteering on the Obama campaign, and the Obama campaign allowed me to stay in a room above their office. So when that campaign ended, I slept in my car.
4 months into living in her car, a coworker gave her a place to stay.
That allowed me just to get my mind back, just to, you know, feel human again and feel like I could do something with my life. And then I was able to save up money and get a room. And if it wasn't for getting shelter, I don't know where I'd be right now.
According to the National Alliance to End Homelessness, most people without shelter are single adults. And the biggest obstacle for many of them is finding affordable housing. Still, others need social services and community support. Jennifer Miklas, Vice President of OATH, says Hope Village will offer addiction counseling, job hunting help, and health care.
We always want to make sure that people who don't have access to a job can come to Hope Village, get that job, get the skills that they need, get the training that they need, so that maybe they can get off of government assistance.
OATH wants to partner with the county on those programs. They've pitched the idea to local leaders, but some have reservations. Lehigh County Commissioner Jeff Brace has been working with Allentown's Homelessness Commission on other options.
Their strategy lays out, you know, preventing homelessness through rental assistance and trying to work with landlords to provide affordable and safe housing. It also talks about expanding housing options.
That includes rent vouchers and working with landlords to avoid evictions. Lehigh just got $23 million from the federal government for that. And Bray says there are hundreds of people looking for help right now.
They identify 305 in Allentown requesting housing assistance. And of that 305, 195 of those families are with children. We have to ask, you know, what's the best use of public dollars?
And that speaks to a national debate on the issue. What's the best tactic? Prevention or transitional housing like tiny homes? Back inside the tiny pallet home at City Hall, Allentown City Council President Julio Garrity tests out the mattress.
I can sleep here.
This thing is excellent.
And Garrity's opinion matters. Hope Village needs City Council's approval and financial support to become a reality.
Even if it is temporary, it can save lives. This is not the final solution, obviously. We need services, we need permanent housing for those who are unsheltered.
Allentown and Lehigh County each set aside $100,000 for homelessness this year. That's money Hope Village organizers want for their project. Private donors will help cover the rest. City Council hasn't scheduled a vote yet, but OATH is looking for an answer soon. They'd like to get it built in time for Thanksgiving. Megan Frank, WLVR News.